We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Wake up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
That took a lot out of me just now. I just ran into the room.
Can y'all hear me?
Happy Friday.
Hey. Me and Charlamagne both just walked in and sat down, and we didn't have our headphones on, so we didn't know that you were
there. I still ain't got my headphones.
That's not good.
Bring my headphones. I popped my headphone wire early this week.
Playing around.
So he can't hear me. He can't hear me at all.
Some backup headphones.
That's great. What a show.
He
what a
hear
show.
You, Charlamagne. Envy, you can't hear Envy because you don't have headphones on.
Envy not even here.
No.
Lord have mercy.
No.
Bring me my headphones.
This is crazy.
Okay, so Envy, you talk and I'm going to let Charlamagne know what you're saying. Go ahead.
Hey, Charlamagne, how you doing?
He said, hey, Charlamagne, how you doing?
Hey, boo. How you?
Did he just call me boo or bae?
He called you boo, not bae.
That's awkward and uncomfortable.
He's still talking?
He's still talking. He said it's awkward and uncomfortable. Charlamagne has on a Brooklyn jacket today.
Hold on, bring my headphones.
We like that.
He's representing for my daughter. Okay.
Walk over here and hand them to me.
He got your daughter's name on his back.
He got my daughter's name on his back.
Let's not forget that Envy named his daughter Brooklyn.
I did. I absolutely positively did. Because I was born in Brooklyn. My wife was born in Brooklyn. My wife was raised in Brooklyn. And that's what my wife wanted. And you know, in a relationship or a marriage, whatever your wife wants is what she gets.
Hey, you
so
ain't got to tell me.
You're from Brooklyn, so stop saying you're from Queens.
No, I'm from Queens.
I got my headphones now. We good. What's happening?
There you go. What's up, babe?
What's up?
What's up, babe?
What's up? What's happening?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. There we go. All right. Well, shout out to everybody that came out and supported me last night in Boston. I did the Elixir Lounge. It was jam-packed. Shout out to the whole Boston for coming out.
Did you see Birth of a Nation, though?
No, I said after the show today, I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go see it at 12 o'clock. I'm going to take 20 listeners with me. People have been hitting me up like crazy, and we're going to go watch it.
Yes, everybody go see Birth of a Nation. People was hitting me up yesterday saying, hey, I'm here watching Birth of a Nation, but I'm the only person in the theater. The movie actually starts tonight. Well, last night at midnight.
Midnight.
It actually was out before midnight last night.
Yeah, so like y'all was at some, I guess, I don't want to say advanced screenings, but early shows kind of.
Yeah, I guess it was advanced screening.
Yeah. But this weekend is the weekend. Go see Birth of a Nation.
I'm definitely going to go see it today. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about front page news. What's in the news? What are we talking about?
We'll tell you more about Hurricane Matthew. You know, we've been tracking what's going on with Hurricane Matthew. And Backpage. You know, everybody goes to Backpage to look for all kinds of explicit sex workers.
I used to back in the day.
I've never.
You did?
Yes, I
did. You hired sex workers?
I hired them, but I used to go look.
Backpage? Explain to the people what Backpage, because I have no clue.
But we'll talk about it in front page news.
Okay.
It's just it's porn. They're selling poom-poom.
Yeah, it's
poom-poom.
Okay.
They're selling poom-poom.
All right, it's Freaky Friday. Let's get the show cracking. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with playoff with baseball. The Blue Jays beat the Rangers 10-1. The Indians beat the Red Sox 5-4. Now, in Thursday night football, I don't know who played. Who played last night, Charlamagne? You know?
No, because I hate Thursday night football. I have no idea. I was actually watching Luke Cage. I'm almost done. I'm on episode 13 now.
Sheesh.
Who played last night? Cardinals beat the Niners.
Oh, Cardinals beat the Niners. All right.
The 49ers have been losing. Why are they going to put Colin Kaepernick in? And they definitely not trying to put Colin Kaepernick in right now. Not with him taking the stands that he's taking by not standing for the flag. But he should have been in for, what's his name, Blaine Gilbert?
Yeah.
Blake Gilbert? Garbage. That's his name. San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback name is Garbage.
Now let's talk about Hurricane Matthew. Update ye?
Yes, here's some updates. Now, official from Haiti's Interior Ministry said that Hurricane Matthew claimed at least 283 people.
Yikes.
After the storm struck there on Tuesday. Right now, Hurricane Matthew has touched down in Florida. President Obama declared a state of emergency in more than two dozen Florida counties as the potentially catastrophic storm approached. So right now it's a Category 3 storm. They said it's within 5 miles of the Central Florida coast and extremely close to land.
Yeah,
120 mile per hour winds.
Yeah, wow. My mom and my family in South Carolina, they got the hell out of Dodge.
They did.
Yes,
and
they did.
A lot of people were told to evacuate, and if you were told to evacuate, you should definitely leave. Like we told you, 283 people at least were already killed in Hurricane Matthew in Haiti.
Man, prayers up for Haiti, man.
Prayers
to all my Haitian masters. That's crazy.
Sakpa say. Now, let's talk about the Backpage CEO. Now, what is Backpage?
Backpage is like a website that's kind of like a Craigslist, but it's for sex and sex trafficking.
Yeah. Charlamagne, you used Backpage before?
I've never used it, but it's kind of like you know how what Dat Piff is, the mixtapes.
Right.
Backpage is the poom poom.
And a lot of people be like, oh yeah, I saw her on Backpage, which is not a compliment. If somebody says I saw you on Backpage, that means you were on there selling your vag. Well, the CEO has been arrested and accused of allowing ads for child sex trafficking. Carl Ferrer is 55 years old. He was in Houston. He landed on a flight from Amsterdam. That's when he got arrested. And that is from a warrant in California, which charged him with pimping children and other counts as well. They found that adults and children had been forced into prostitution through escort ads on Backpage. And he made millions of dollars from the trafficking and exploitation of vulnerable victims. So they said he is outrageous, despicable, and everything he did is illegal. So Backpage accepted at least $2 million a month between October 2014 and May 2015, and payments from people that were posting adult ads in California. So that's just California. He's been charged with money laundering.
Yeah, I'm not about that Backpage life. I can't order I can't order my poom poom out no catalog, bro.
You shouldn't be ordering poom poom from anywhere, sir. Not just the catalog.
I'm just saying, I'm hypothetically speaking, if I was to do that, I couldn't order it
out
no catalog.
You'll go right to the Bunny Ranch, right?
Bunny Ranch is a little more fun. You know what I mean? Because it's almost like when you're shopping in a catalog and you see something and you know it's your size, but you don't know how it's going to quite fit.
Mm.
You'd rather be in the store where you can touch it. That's the difference between like Bunny Ranch and Backpages.
Okay. You don't know how safe that is. But also, I mean, with the child sex trafficking, he clearly had no regulations at all, period.
That is
illegal. It's illegal.
That is true, too.
Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you had a bad night. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Maybe the hurricane's affecting you and you just want to vent a little bit. Phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now. Give us a call. We'll put you live on the air. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been mad the past 2 weeks because the Giants been losing and because somebody tried to gun down my favorite DJ, man. I mean, just the thought of not having a 9 o'clock People's Choice makes me just drive me crazy. But I got to say, though, I felt a lot better this morning when I heard Charlamagne do his little yo, yo, yo. Because I just thought to myself, no matter how much Charlamagne works out or bleaches his skin, he'll always be short, and it just made me feel so much better.
All right. I was waiting for the hate. It was too much love.
Yeah, it was too much love this morning.
I was waiting for the hate. Good morning to you too, sir.
Hello, who's this?
What's up?
What's your name, bro?
This is Nathaniel, man.
What's up? Tell him why you're mad, Nathaniel.
Yeah, from Houston. Man, I'm mad because just after 14 months of being married to my husband, man, he decided that he no longer wanted to be married anymore.
Boy, your voice too deep to have a husband.
it's Charlamagne. It's early in the morning, man. I'm headed to work, bro. So, like, I'm still kind of waking up, man, but... It's difficult, man, you know, because, you know, I believe in love, man, and, you know, we were able to get married, and, you know, he just decided that he no longer wanted to stay with us. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of pissed off about it, but I had to honor his wishes, man, and let him walk, and let him leave. But, you know, it's not something I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to fight it out. But
well, what happened? What went wrong?
You don't understand, when you're in a marriage, you have to be able to compromise and be able to communicate and have that trust. And just because something go your way, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to just give up. I mean, we had problems along the way, but I was willing to still, you know, be dedicated and
what
work.
Problems? What problems did you have?
You know, just like arguing. You know, he moved into my place after, you know, we got together, and he was kind of like uncomfortable. So I tried to make him feel as comfortable as possible because he used to be on his own. So, you know, we just always had like arguments, stuff like that. But I mean, it's just like in any relationship, you're going to have to compromise if you want that love, and if you want that stuff, then a marriage to work out, you're gonna have to do that.
You think this is permanent?
No, he just hit me with it last week, and now he's moving out with his cousin next week. So it's like, damn,
Sheesh. Like
the 1-2 punch. You know,
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I could never be gay with you because your voice too deep, bro. I need me a nice, soft, soothing voice. That's probably why he left you.
Is that what you want?
Charlamagne, bro, I can't help. I got a deep voice. I mean, I ain't nothing against the, you know, the queens or whatever, but I mean, I'm just me, bro. I ain't saying
you got to be a queen, but your voice got to be a little bit softer.
Well, Charlamagne, now he's available. He can soften up his voice for you. It's early in the morning.
I don't want nobody rolling over with ass on their breath talking about, hey, baby, let me get a kiss. Too early for all that, brother.
It's too early for that. But later in the evening, you might want to try. Sir, thank you for calling. Hopefully you fix your problems. All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Sorry Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Angela Yee's again, over here trying to fix my computer.
Really?
I ain't got no wireless. I don't know what the hell's going on, man. I'm telling you, one thing about The Breakfast Club, we may be syndicated in 70-plus markets, but they keep us humble with the raggiest equipment possible.
Horrible chairs, horrible equipment.
Verifying it's resolved.
Oh, shoot.
Now, again, prayers up to anybody affected from Hurricane Matthew. Charlamagne, you actually got a shout-out from the hurricane itself, in the middle of the hurricane.
Well, it was a young man on the Weather Channel yesterday. I saw Baller Alert post a video of a young man who was on the beach, and he was dabbing through Hurricane Matthew, making the best out of a bad situation. He said this.
Do you want to talk about your impressive dance moves in Hurricane Matthew? Why'd you want to come out and do the dab by the ocean?
Oh, because it's nice. You know, next to Hurricane Matthew, you know, anticipating the storm, you know, they say it's going to be big, but, you know, we're ready. We boarded up.
Staying put?
So I started selling them to God. Yeah, definitely. We'll be right on the beach.
Wow.
Yes, his name is Young Flan. Salute to Young Flan out there.
What up, Young Flan?
But Young Flan was actually talking to his homeboy, Solomon the God. Oh. Salute to Solomon the God as well. But I told Solomon yesterday, I said, oh, we sharing this, my brother.
Yeah, you got to take that
okay,
one.
Okay, because nobody knows you. That's just, that's just the truth to the matter.
Not
right?
at all, not at all.
Your man
all.
Said Solomon the God. It sounded like Charlemagne. People ran with it. We going to share that together. But salute to Solomon the God and salute to Young Flan. Out okay. there in Palm Beach. That was Palm Beach, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think that was Palm Beach.
Singer Island, I think they was on, if I'm not mistaken. But salute to those guys, man. Be safe out there.
All right. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about the Derrick Rose rape case. Everybody was on the stand. Witnesses were on the stand yesterday. And in particular, she was talking about how she felt when this whole attack happened. We'll give you some updates on what's going on with Derrick Rose. And we'll talk about another lawsuit, Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. Why are they being sued?
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, the Derrick Rose rape case, the witness took the stand yesterday. She said she felt drugged before she got attacked allegedly by Derrick Rose and two of his friends. She said, I just felt like I was less in control. I was more goofy, like I couldn't control myself. Mm. Now, her lawyer asked if she thought she got slipped a Mickey, and she said, yes, I never felt like that before. I never blacked out before. She said that Derrick was calling her. I was going to ask for him. She just was telling me I was effed up. She said she couldn't recall even sending a text message to Derrick Rose, and that about 90 minutes before her alleged gang rape, he and his longtime friends, Randall Hampton and Ryan Allen, showed up. She said, I only remember flashes, but I was drunk. The cab driver had to help her into her bed in her apartment in L.A., and she said the room was spinning and that she threw up. Now, the judge then called a break before she could be asked about the alleged attack. Derrick Rose showed up to court, too. He was a couple of hours late. But, of course, he is saying that he's going to take this to trial because he does not feel that he did anything wrong.
But that's one of those cases where when you got a lot of money, you just settle it. Because it's not a criminal case, right? It's a civil case,
I think it is,
right?
A criminal case.
It's criminal? I thought it was a civil case.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, and if he feels like he didn't do anything wrong, he said once I take the stand, he just feels like they'll see his side of the story. You never know what could happen.
Not when it comes to those type of cases, because when you're a man, you are guilty, and even if you do prove yourself innocent, you're still guilty.
Yeah, you don't want that on opinion. You. If it was civil, just pay it off.
For Derrick Rose, on his side, they were arguing behind closed doors, the lawyers, on whether or not that jurors should learn that she was sexually involved with two other unidentified NBA players before and after the incident that happened in her apartment.
Now, see, that don't matter. I don't understand what her sexual history got to do with, you know, whether or not she was or wasn't raped.
Right.
Like, her previous sexual history has nothing to do with it.
You could have had sex with a million people.
It doesn't matter.
You feel like you said no one time and that was
You can have sex with you can have consensual sex with a million.
And
but if you have non-consensual sex with one, that is rape.
Well, Derrick Rose hasn't taken the stand yet, so we don't know what his full side of the story
is. He's not the best public speaker either. I mean, by the way, like, I don't know if I want to see Derrick Rose on the stand trying to defend himself through a rape case. I don't think he can dab through that kind of pressure, bro.
All right, Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa, in the meantime, are being sued. Now, the woman who is suing says that her 16-year-old granddaughter was one of the people that was injured when, remember that railing collapsed at the show in August in New Jersey? She is saying that it is Wiz and Snoop's fault for causing that accident. They yelled, everybody in the MF and grass, bring your ass down here.
Uh-oh.
She also is suing Live Nation. They managed the venue for inadequate crowd control. And she said her granddaughter fell 10 feet, got pinned by the crowd, knocked out cold, and woke up covered in blood with a broken arm and a broken wrist. She now has to give up her competitive cheerleading, and she's having nightmares. So that's that lawsuit.
Mm. Sound like an open and shut case to me.
All right. Now, we saw this video footage on Academics TV. Apparently, the game was performing in Portland, Oregon, and some shots rang out. According to reports, the game was not involved in any of this, and he is fine. But you can see from the video footage that there is mayhem in the club once these gunshots were fired.
Right.
All right, and French Montana has announced that his album that he was about to put out, that Macaroni and Cheese for, he's not putting it out now. He scrapped the whole project after certain setbacks. Now, he said certain songs couldn't be cleared. He said, by the time I got the mix, how I recorded it, it just wasn't the same. I'm just not having the same feeling for it. Everybody had to replay-ish and do all this extra-ish, so I wasn't in the mood to put it together. Then the other issue was that his album was leaked. So iTunes has taken it off of its pre-order page now, and he said he is going to bring some new music soon.
Dropping the clues bombs for French Montana for being too busy running around the world, slaying all of these young ladies, that he doesn't have time to make music. I don't want to hear stuff about sample clearances and music being leaked.
French,
now, he records a lot.
You ain't been recording no music. You out here banging all of these chicks, and
he does
you,
record
sir.
A lot. He
just doesn't have the same feeling for it.
Give that man a round of applause. That dirty Bronx Negro is out here living his life like it's golden. Who got time for music? But just remember, for instance, the music that got you in those beautiful drawers that you be in, okay?
17 seconds ago, he just posted a fun-looking picture as a Ciroc boy. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news.
Yes, we are going to give you updates on Hurricane Matthew, and we'll talk back page.
Okay. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with sports. Now, the Blue Jays beat the Rangers 10-1. 10? They scored 10? And the Indians beat the Red Sox 5-4.
What
now,
sport is that? That's baseball?
That's baseball.
They in the playoffs, right?
Playoffs right now, yep.
I don't give a damn.
I can tell. Now, on Thursday night football, the Cardinals beat the 49ers 33-21.
It's time to start calling Kaepernick. What's his name? Blake Gilbert? Blaine Gilbert?
That's the name.
Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbage. That's his name, okay? He's all garbage. Right. Put Colin Kaepernick in.
Hurricane Matthew. Give us some updates, G.
Well, right now it's a Category 3 hurricane. It's hugging Florida's east coast. They're saying that Matthew is going to bring destructive hurricane conditions to eastern Florida, the Georgia coast, and coastal South Carolina. They say there is an excess of 7 feet possible for parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. So everybody right now, if you were told to evacuate, you definitely should get on up out of there, okay? We told you earlier in Haiti alone, there were quite a few deaths. At least 283 people have been claimed by Hurricane Matthew so far. Now, President Obama has declared a state of emergency in more than 24 Florida counties as that storm approaches.
I don't even know what to say in situations like that. It's a natural disaster, first of all, so get out of the way. You know what I mean? Try to avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, when people lose their life, it's just like, damn, sorry to hear that. You rest in peace. Yeah, it's a tough situation.
Yeah, that's all you can say.
It's really not a tough situation, though. But you know, the problem is a lot of people don't have the means to evacuate either. Right. It's like, where do you go?
And a lot of people don't want to even leave their house. Some people feel like, no, we're going to just ride the storm out. Don't.
No.
And they do have shelters available for people, too.
I had to stay in a shelter. Once I had to stay in a shelter during Hurricane Hugo. We stayed in Whitefield Elementary School.
Right. So even if you feel like you have nowhere to get to one of those shelters.
Yep.
All right. Now, let's talk about the Backpage CEO. Now, what is Backpage for people that don't know?
Backpage is a website that does all these ads. It's like a Craigslist, but for sex. And all kinds of
prostitution. It's a boom catalog, man.
You escort know, ads.
You know how you rich Negroes be going in them catalogs and buying your Balenciagas and Giuseppes and all that stuff like that? That's what this is for Poom Poom.
Well, California and Texas authorities said that they found that there are adults and children that were forced into prostitution through escort ads on Backpage. And this guy, Carl Ferrer, 55 years old, he was arrested in Houston after he landed on a flight from Amsterdam. He is the one that owned the website, Backpage. And, I mean, they own Backpages. Everybody knows Backpage, though. Like, we've all heard people say, oh, I saw her on Backpage.
I've actually never heard of Backpage until this story here.
Oh, wow. That's your story? You sticking to it? Okay.
Well, anyway, he was arrested on a warrant from California, which charged him with pimping children and other counts.
That's an actual charge?
Yeah, you can't do child prostitution.
I didn't know pimping was like, I didn't know pimping was actually in the law books.
Yes,
I thought that was a slang term.
No.
All right, well, Backpage accepted at least $2 million a month he was making between October 2014 and May 2015, and that's from people posting adult ads in Cali. So you can't do that.
Yeah, I would think not.
You can't do that.
You can't tell
them. Is it legal,
poom-poom?
Like, when you're in Vegas and people hand out those flyers on the street and it has, like, all these different women that will come to your room?
No, I think prostitution is legal in Vegas, though.
Because I know in parts of Nevada it's legal, but I don't know about in Vegas.
Don't give me the line. I didn't even know that pimping was illegal.
You didn't know pimping was illegal?
Not in that form.
No.
I thought you could pimp. I mean, technically, pimping shouldn't be illegal if you're pimping a woman of a certain age. If a woman is of age and she wants to be your hoe and she wants to hit the scroll, that shouldn't be necessarily illegal. You should have to get a business license.
Yeah, prostitution is illegal in Vegas.
Oh, it is in Vegas. And we about to get people locked up.
You're right. Sorry, I thought that. All right. All right.
I got a homeboy who actually thought a girl liked him.
And that's why I thought it was legal.
It's not legal, okay? And I warned him. I said, listen, and this is Charlamagne's friend. I said, when we go to Vegas, it was his first time in Vegas. I said, a woman will come up to you, have a conversation with you. You're going to think she likes you. What she's going to do is end up back in your room, and then she's going to charge you.
He fell for it, too.
And he fell for it so bad.
Exactly what I, because I could tell he looks like an easy mark.
He in the room talking to her. he think it was his conversation and his shoulders.
He was rubbing
her
shoulders. Yeah, I remember that.
Because she asked for that $375.
The next day, he told me, man, exactly what you said was going to happen.
Duh.
And you went exactly for it. You thought
he was
she
so
liked
hurt.
You? Come on. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
You guys were a little off.
A little off.
That's right. Well, the Freaky Freaky Friday question is, we're talking celebrity smashes. 800-585-1051. Have you had a sexual encounter with a celebrity?
Now, we've done this before. We got in a lot of trouble.
So we're going to try it again.
I mean, artists were very upset.
You can tell us the name of the person, but we're not going to...
We're going to bleep it out.
Yeah, but you got to give us a blind item.
Yeah, but you got to give us some very obvious clues.
Right.
Stop.
All right? Well, you got to give us at least... You got to tell us what industry the person is in, whether he's an athlete or
rapper, singer, tech guy,
whatever it is.
Tech guy.
You got to... Yeah, that's all. We just need to know what industry he's in.
All right. So, again, 800-585-1051. Have you had a sexual encounter with a celebrity, male or female? Call us up. Yes. Share your story.
And you can remain anonymous. We want you to remain anonymous. We just want to hear your story because we nosy.
Okay.
And it's Friday.
Call us up right now. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was What's Your Fantasy, Ludacris. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Yes. And the Freaky 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 Friday question is celebrity smashes. Have you had a sexual encounter with a celebrity? Call us right now.
Now, we've done this before. We're not doing this for any other reason other than to be nosy and to be messy.
I love hearing these stories.
You know, that's all. We love to make the artist squirm a little bit.
Well, we got in trouble because...
Athletes or the actors.
Mm-hmm. The person said the artist's name and said she puts her finger in there. Yes.
She put her digits
in... All right, don't bring that back
up. She put her digits in his dookie. She said she put her digits in his dookie, and he was highly upset. He thought I staged the whole thing.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, no, she actually called and said that, sir. Now, did you have digits in your dookie?
Stop it. Let's move on. Hello, who's this?
Can I remain anonymous?
All right, you can.
Yes, you can.
Now, tell us your story.
Okay, so basically, I can't tell you who the person was, but I can tell you the show I was at. And this was back in, like, 2011. There was a Trey Songz concert at the Palace. It was before Trey came out.
Where's the Palace at?
Downtown Columbus. Okay. So he was cool with the crowd. He walked up, came over. It was fine. And then he, like, pulled... I wasn't going backstage or anything, but he pulled me over, put me with the backstage people, and so I could see the show on stage. So I got to see the show on stage, and then we went back after the show because it took forever. The show wasn't over till like 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And then we went after the show, and we were just chilling in this room. Everybody smoking and drinking or whatever. And we were just chilling, sitting next to each other, kissing, hugging. And that's as far as it went. But I was...
Oh, he was a rapper. Because,
yeah. He's one of the people that's on the Whistle Song.
All right, you might have gave too much. You might have gave
on
too
that
much.
Song?
No, didn't get anything. And I'm kind of glad I didn't because there was like some shady stuff. It wasn't shady. It just wasn't my type of person.
I just Googled that concert, by the way, young lady.
I did too.
I see that who he was performing with at the Palace. What date is that, Q?
In 2011.
2011.
May 22nd, 2011.
Yeah.
But y'all didn't even have sex, though. So why are you calling up here talking about hugs?
She made out. She didn't think he would make out with a random female that he met at the show.
I didn't think that was the group of girls that he had up there. I didn't think because I'm a bigger girl. So I was like, oh
you're a big girl.
Like,
he was on Molly.
I was like, damn.
He was on Molly.
Damn, that is so rude.
He was on ecstasy.
No, you're probably just really cute.
He was on ecstasy, mama.
Damn it, man.
All right.
Love you.
Thanks for the story.
Thank you.
She probably built like his phantom.
Stop it.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. We're asking about celebrity smashes. You got a story for us?
You can remain anonymous.
I am going to remain anonymous.
Okay. Who you smashed? Was it a rapper, singer, athlete? What celebrity?
Which one you want? Because I have a couple of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we hit the jackpot here.
I love an unapologetic hoe. Let's go.
Tell us all of them. Let's go with the rapper first.
All right. So you have...
And no, you're not supposed to say names. That's supposed to say names. You're not supposed to say... You're not supposed to say names, mama.
We can bleep it out.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Describe what happened, and we'll see if our listeners can guess who you're talking about. Go.
Let's do single first.
Okay, let's do single first.
He's always in a real dark place, but when I met him, he was not. He was never in a dark place. And even now, he's not. I think that's really a big front.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know exactly who you're talking about
black,
already.
But it's all right. That black.
Let me ask you a question. Is he a Virgo?
Yeah.
Is he named after a month?
Yeah, my birthday month.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What month were you born?
We're still going to keep that anonymous, remember?
Okay. All right. How would he feel about you putting him on blast on the radio, though?
He'll be all right. He's not going to kill himself, trust.
Oh, wow. All right, now let's get to the rapper. Tell us about your experience with the rapper.
This girl crazy.
Back and forth between multiple cities that he be in. West Side is really where he's from, so he'll be there a lot.
Okay.
But
from
he's
the West
always
Coast.
In my town, too.
Okay.
Was right, he's from the West Coast.
Now, who is better, him or the singer?
The rapper is the best.
All right, which basketball player?
How many basketball players you been with?
Four.
You been with any all-stars? We don't want to hear about no bench warmers.
Yeah, all-stars. But his wife be on TV, and she might be real, real mad.
All right, just give us a little hint. Give us a little hint.
We don't need no hint on this one.
Let's see. She play on...
Okay, enough said.
She's upset.
Shut up.
Sorry, I didn't go. All right, bye. Hang up on her.
We're not even playing that.
Whoa, all right. Woo, all right. 800-585-1051. It's Freaky Friday. We want to know your celebrity smash. We went too far. See, I don't know if we're going to continue this little feature thing.
This
call us
really
up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was No Role Models, J. Cole. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne.
Yo.
I'm deeply mad at you.
Why you mad at me?
Because usually you would say, what's your Instagram so we can see what she looked like if she's smashing all these dudes? And you didn't say that.
I was a little taken aback about what she was talking about.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Go.
It got a little too real, hit a little too close to home for me just now.
All right. Well, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, so we're talking celebrity smashes. Have you had a sexual encounter with a celebrity? Call us up. Let us know your story. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm not telling you my name. But
all right.
Remain anonymous. That's fine.
Now, tell us your sexual encounter with a celebrity, though.
It was with back in 2004.
You're not supposed to say the name.
We can say him. Allegedly, but you can let that ride.
No,
allegedly.
No, we're going to beat that out, but go ahead.
Say he was on a Bad Boy reunion tour. You can say that.
Okay, he was on the Bad Boy reunion tour.
Uh-huh.
It was back in 2004, I believe. I used to be a model for Hypnotic. It was a promotional event. We kicked it, we talked. We even had rallies, I believe, that night. It was crazy.
You had what?
Rallies, hamburgers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rallies, hamburgers.
Damn,
yeah, his,
he bought you Rallies, hamburgers.
That's love.
His security went and got up on me, but...
Still got security?
Hey.
Oh, my bad.
You're not supposed to say his name. Thank you, mama.
So was it any good?
Actually, it was. It was great.
It better
the only
be.
Weird thing is he kept saying, say you love me. Say you love me. And I'm like,
what did
really?
You say? Did you tell him you love him too?
She did.
I did.
Okay, then.
First of all, he wasn't talking to
whatever.
You. He was talking to your vagina.
She said whatever.
That's number one. Number two, I used to have sex to his first CD all the time.
Wow.
And number three, y'all both going to end up on the Tom Joyner boat cruise having sex with each other.
Thank you, mama. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Charlamagne.
Yes.
You cannot say the person's name. Even if it's an old school singer.
Stop snitching, Charlamagne.
I think we can get away with saying his name.
No, you can't. You cannot say a person's name, man.
I think he would appreciate the promo.
You don't know what his situation is. Stop it.
Even though he tried to holler at my wife on the low, but no, you cannot say
he
the person's name.
Your wife?
Yeah, it was at the. They were at the dealership getting. She was getting the oil change. He
and
definitely tried to holler.
How did you feel after that? So emotional.
I wish he would. That's what I said.
First of all, I need to know what car she was driving that day, because you got all them exotic cars. What dealership was he at?
This was in his prime. It was the Benz. Oh, okay. The Benz dealership.
Okay. All right.
All right, well, I don't know if we're going to bring Celebrity Smash back.
If y'all stop saying people's names and giving out all that information.
Charlamagne said the name.
Y'all need to stop worrying about names. I need to hear the full story of what went down.
All right, well, we got some great stories today.
Yeah. We definitely did.
All our listeners, hit us up on social media, at Angela Yee, at DJ Envy, at C to God. Tell us who you think the people were.
That's right. All right. Now, we got rumors
Maybe
coming up.
I'll DM you if it's right or not. Yes, we are going to talk about Jay-Z. We told you about his new venture, about being a TV executive. Well, he had a press conference yesterday, and he announced a new show that's going to be on Spike TV.
All right. Well, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jay-Z has announced his new show that he's doing, Time, the Khalif Browder story, that's going to air on TV network Spike. It's a 6-part series. It starts in January, and it will feature dramatic reenactments of Browder's life. Now, if you guys don't know who Khalif Browder is, Jay-Z kind of explains it at a press conference. Basically, Khalif Browder ended up spending 3 years on Rikers Island for a crime that he didn't commit. Check it out.
This young man has moved culture forward. It's incredible. And you are incredibly proud of your son and what he's accomplished. And I know it's difficult for you and the family to not have him. But he's here today. He's done more in 19 years than a lot of us would do in a lifetime. So on that note, I would like to thank you for bringing us Khalif's energy into this world.
Yeah, it's a really sad story because basically he was accused of stealing someone's backpack. When the cops stopped him, he was a suspect for that. He was interrogated. He said he was innocent. But they sent him to Rikers Island where he was waiting for trial. The case never made it to the courtroom. He spent more than 1,000 days in jail. 800 of those days were spent in solitary confinement.
Wow.
And then he killed himself ultimately.
Right. Then he was released in 2013 from Rikers. The charges were dropped, but he ended up killing himself in 2015. That is terrible.
Yeah, they say he had a lot of mental conditions, too. He tried to kill himself 5 or 6 times.
Right. Well, I mean, can you imagine being in jail for, quote unquote, stealing someone's backpack? It wasn't you.
And you didn't do it.
And he spent all that time. He was only 16 years old.
Damn.
When he was first
charged. That should be an interesting documentary.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you guys, that will be coming in January. Now, let's talk about The Real, okay? The season 3 premiere was September 12th. We all know Tamar's not on the show anymore. And they're saying the ratings dropped crazy, like 22%. From where it was at last year. So we don't know what is going to happen, but I was reading about this on Global Grind. What they are saying is that that sharp loss in ratings is one of the largest declines of any talkers that haven't already been canceled. So the future of The Real might be in some serious danger right now. And I don't know, I guess Tamar had a really big impact,
right?
Bigger than people might have thought.
I haven't watched the show in a while. I just don't have the time. Honestly, I like The Real, though. I love Lonnie Love. Salute to Lonnie Love. Drop on a clues bomb for Lonnie Love.
Right.
Love Lonnie Love. Amazing talent.
All right, we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll get those ratings back up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vivica A. Fox is playing a black female president in a new movie. She's going to be making history as the first black female president of the United States, and that's in her new alien movie, Crossbreed. She's playing President Ellen Henriksen.
Oh, Lord, that means the world going to end. Whenever any movie with a black president, the world ends. Never fails. Google it.
Really?
Yes.
Like what? Give me a movie.
What's the movie Morgan Freeman was the president? What was that Morgan Freeman? I don't know. I get him confused.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
What movie was that? I don't know. All I'm telling
Smith,
you is...
Will Smith played a president. Jamie Foxx played a president.
I don't remember all that. But all I know is most movies with a black president, the world ends. That is a fact.
All right, now, Beanie Sigel yesterday, Envy, debuted a song that Beanie Sigel... What was the song called yesterday, Envy?
It was called I'm Coming.
I'm Coming. All right, so he's going hard at everybody. He has 3 diss songs, from what I'm hearing, addressing everything that's been going on, all the beef back and forth. Well, now he has a new song out. Envy is going to be debuting that later, but don't you worry. I got a clip for you right now. The song is called Humble Monster.
Sad thing is, I really fucked with you. I just feel sorry for whoever that stuck with you. Good luck to you. Looking please, young and I'm out your league. I'm out your field, let's be for real. I could keep going, but that's overkill. I guess I see you when I see you. When I see you, I wouldn't want to be you. Good night.
Now, I've heard better bars from Beanie than that.
Yeah, I don't know why she used that.
When I see you, I wouldn't want to be you. Like, come on now. Everybody was correcting me yesterday, too, because, you know, on Tax Stone's podcast, Beanie said he wasn't doing any more diss records, but they was like, no, Beanie didn't say he wasn't doing any diss records. No, he said he wasn't doing any diss records. He was doing truth records.
Okay, there you go. So
shut up. That's like saying, hey, I don't have a sandwich. Truth. I have some meat with some bread around it. Okay? Y'all fall for anything, man. Whatever, man.
Well, he was saying it's not disses. Is he speaking the
what
truth?
What did it sound like to you, Envy?
They were diss records.
Okay, man. Stop it. What's wrong with you?
But he was speaking in the truth. He was trying to say diss records is gossipy, and he wasn't doing any gossipy stuff.
He said he wasn't doing any gossipy stuff, but he got on Tax Stone's podcast and said, what I think happened was Meek was laying in the bed with Nicki and rolled over and said, did you have sex with him? Did that sound gossipy to you?
A little gossipy.
Come on, man.
I
don't have a sandwich. I just have some meat with some bread around it.
Listen,
okay?
We can't say nothing. We just did Celebrity Smash up here. Everybody is on my timeline trying to guess who these people were talking about. Now, somebody tweeted us and said she slept with someone from a Bone Thugs spinoff group in the 90s. Does that count?
No.
I told her no.
Hey, I don't have a bottle of water. I just have a thing of plastic with some H2O in it.
All right, guys. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I'm not giving a donkey to somebody. I'm giving somebody something that may be a horse, but it's not a horse. It's like a horse with Down syndrome.
Shut up, man. Right? Shut up. Shut up.
Donkey today is going to everybody who's upset at Shepard Smith for Fox News. Now, I never would come to the defense of somebody at Fox News, but this is one of those mornings that we just have to.
Okay. Yes. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
I had to finish my green juice.
All right.
Yeah. Donkey today for Friday, October 7th goes to everybody out there who was hating on Shepard Smith of Fox News. Now, Fox News is like a buzzword for some people. They hear Fox News and automatically think racist, and they might be right. They think bias, and they might be right. They think bigotry, and they might be right. Now, all the critique Fox News gets is warranted because those things I just said, you know, might be right. Probably are, okay? But every now and again, we go too hard on Fox News correspondents for no reason. And this is what happened yesterday to Shepard Smith. Now, let me read you some of the reaction to what Shepard Smith said before I play you what he said. Sean Quinn of The Morning Fix on Twitter said, wow, Shepard Smith went insane during his Hurricane Matthew coverage. Bobby Laurie, host of the syndicated travel show Jet Set TV, said, what? Shepard Smith has lost his mind reporting on Hurricane Matthews. Why would you say this on TV? At Tweaked Tweet said, dude, get on some meds. You're bat crazy. You're also an arrogant a-hole. Now, the problem I have with all these tweets is, you know what? I'll tell you after I let you hear what Shepard Smith said. This is Shepard Smith on Fox News reporting on Hurricane Matthews. Let's hear it.
See this? Melbourne, Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die too. Get out. As hundreds of thousands of people try to get out of harm's way, I'll speak with somebody who's flat out refusing to leave, and I'll ask her why she's staying and if she expects us to cover her funeral.
I don't hear anything wrong with what he said. Absolutely nothing. Why, oh, why do we get upset at people when they tell us the truth? Hurricane Matthews, Category 3 or 4 hurricane, killed damn near 300 people in Haiti, 140 mile per hour winds. Shepard Smith didn't tell one lie. Play Shepard Smith again, please. Play him again. Play it again. Play that truth again, please. Play it.
See this? Melbourne, Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die, too. get out. Sheesh. As hundreds of thousands of people try to get out of harm's way. I'll speak with somebody who's flat out refusing to leave, and I'll ask her why she's staying and if she expects us to cover her funeral.
See, the problem with you foolish folks is you would rather a sweet lie than the bitter truth, but the truth don't taste bitter to me. The truth tastes sweet. I need people to give it to me straight, tell me the reality of the situation so my reaction can reflect that reality, okay? If Shepard Smith didn't tell everyone the truth and he made it seem like Hurricane Matthews was just another storm, a little bad weather, and a bunch of people died, then you'd be mad at him in the news for downplaying it. All this lame-ass sugarcoating in this world is exactly what the problem is. Skyborn Me on Twitter said, Shepard Smith is the biggest D-head on Earth. Hazelet 373 says, biggest douchebag award goes to Shepard Smith. Greg Tanner Media on Twitter says, wow, not cool, Shepard Smith. So essentially, you all are mad at Shepard Smith for telling the truth. You want him to be nicer about telling you that if you don't get the hell out of Dodge and evacuate because this big monstrous hurricane named Matthew is coming, that you're going to die? It's funny to me how everybody considers honesty a virtue, yet no one wants to hear the truth. Let's play the clip just one more time. Just one more time, I want y'all to hear this reality of life.
See this? Melbourne, Daytona Beach, all the way up to Jacksonville. This moves 20 miles to the west, and you and everyone you know are dead. All of you. Because you can't survive it. It's not possible unless you're very, very lucky. And your kids die too. Get out. As hundreds of thousands of people try to get out of harm's way, I'll speak with somebody who's flat out refusing to leave, and I'll ask her why she's staying and if she expects us to cover her funeral.
That might be the one time somebody on Fox News actually told us the truth and we slandering that. Shepard Smith shouldn't have stopped there. He should have said, you're going to die, your kids are going to die, your grandparents are going to die, your parents are going to die, your plants, your pets, your iPhones, your Samsung Galaxies, everybody's going to die.
All
okay?
I know is if I was going to stay in my house during that time, I would have left. I'd have been wow, that's a harsh reality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody telling you that everybody is dead if you don't evacuate. Listen to me. All you people upset at Shepard Smith for being honest, always remember, the only people who are mad at you for speaking the truth are those people who are living a lie. So keep speaking the truth. Please give everybody upset with Shepard Smith the biggest hee-haw, please. All right. Can't escape reality, people. Sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we had Nate Parker on yesterday.
Yes, that's we did. Birth of a Nation in theaters today.
Yes, Birth of a Nation is out now.
Drop my clues bombs for Birth of a Nation, damn it, Nat Turner.
A lot of people were hitting me yesterday and asking if they should take their 11-year-old and 12-year-old. I'm going to take my two oldest, which is 12 and 14, but I didn't see it. So is it that graphic where an 11-year-old will not be able to look at it?
I don't think you should take an 11-year-old. Somebody asked me that yesterday about their 10-year-old. I said 10 may be a little bit too young.
Yeah, somebody asked me about 13 years old.
Now,
but I think it depends on your child and all of that, because I know my parents would have took me to see it.
I'm taking my 14 and 12-year-old.
It depends if your kids have ever played Mortal Kombat. If you got a 10-year-old who's ever played Mortal Kombat X, like my daughter's 8 and she plays Mortal Kombat, she knows how to do fatalities and everything, so I probably would take her to see it because she's
used
to that kind of
lore. Just be ready to have that conversation.
Okay, yes. So if they play Grand Theft Auto or Mortal Kombat, they'll be all right to see it. Or
I ain't never played Grand Theft Auto, so I don't know how graphic Grand Theft Auto was, but it's pretty graphic on Mortal Kombat X. So if your child is well-versed at Mortal Kombat X, she can go see Birth of a Nation.
It's a very emotional experience, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to get that interview back on. We want to stress the importance of seeing this movie this week and go out and support. Like I said, I'm in Boston, so after the show, I just want people to hit me up on Instagram. I'm going to pay for 20 people to go to the movie with me. We'll all see it together in Boston. I'm not sure of the movie theater yet, but hit me up. We'll find a movie theater. We'll all go together.
I would love for all white people to hit you up. I want all white people to hit Envy up and test if he's racist or not. Okay?
I'm sure I bring a variety of people.
I don't care.
Tell them.
It's a very important, I think, no matter what ethnicity you are, to go see this movie.
Tell them, Envy, you don't discriminate.
What is discriminate?
Drop one of Clues bombs for Quavo, okay? I cannot wait to play Scrabble and drop that discriminate word on people.
Discriminate.
Yeah, I salute to Quavo for coining the phrase discriminate.
All right, we'll get that back on. Keep it locked.
Discrimination.
My son just texted me and said, I'm 12. I said you were 12, man. Go to school. You should be listening.
You don't know how old your son is.
I said he was
11. Why isn't he in school?
Yeah, he should be in school right
now. Logan, why are you listening right now?
Word. All right. Well, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Dream. I love your girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Nate Parker stopped through yesterday, but the movie is out today, and it's very important. You definitely should go see it. We're going to get that back on. So, ladies and gentlemen, Nate Parker.
What's up, what's up?
Two things I thought I would never see on a Hollywood screen is Luke Cage in any form and Nat Turner in a movie. I've been screaming for a Nat Turner movie because I don't like slave movies. Mm-hmm. I've been denounced them. I said, if you going to make any slave movie, let it be Nat Turner because Nat Turner wasn't a victim. Right. And you got it done.
Well, let's explain Nat Turner, too, for people that don't know, because I've never learned it in my history books. It wasn't anything that I've ever read. And
right.
I went to Hampton University, which is an HBCU. I've been in Hampton. I know you're from Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
So what made that so special to you, that story?
Well, a lot of it is what you just said. I grew up in Norfolk, 42 miles east of Southampton County where the revolt happened, and I never heard about this brother, right?
So really?
Yeah, I never heard about him. We
learned about it growing up, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never learned about it in school, and it's significant because when you think of the proximity, you would think that someone would have said something, but it speaks to the danger of the revolutionary, you know, the person that looks like us that fought for his own freedom. We don't get those stories. Like you said, you know what I mean? Like even when we learn about slavery, we learn through the context of
the victim.
A victim, and honest, we laid down until Honest Abe said enough is enough. You know, Honest Abe couldn't tell a lie, molding his chin, pensive. Slave problem, we got to figure it out. Picked us up, and now we're free.
Right.
You know, we don't learn about, you know, Toussaint. We don't learn about Denmark Vesey. We don't learn about Gabriel Prosser. We don't learn about any of them, right? And so you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why is our history being hid? The things that would empower us, you know what I mean? And I mean, even when I was trying to make this film, people were like, if you make this film, bro, like, it's going to be a problem. Like, don't make this film. Like, black people, like, prominent directors was like, make the story of John Brown. You know, John Brown's a white abolitionist that led a slave revolt. Mm-hmm. It's like, that'll be easier for people to digest. You know what I mean? I had another prominent black director told me, he was like, well, I liked your script, but I didn't love it. One thing would have made me love it. And I was like, what? You know, I got my notebook out. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he said, you need more good white people.
Wow.
I was like, what do you mean? He was like, white people ain't going to watch that, man. Ain't going to watch that shit.
But it was the 1800s. It's a period piece. Mm-hmm.
And it was America. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, when it comes to other demographics that have endured torture and genocide and Holocaust, just never forget. You know what I mean? It's very important that we hold those stories up so they never repeat themselves. But in this country, we have this habit of kind of closing off the things that don't reflect us in the best of lights. We're celebrating that turn. They skinned him. Lampshades out of his skin and purses. Like, this is what they did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like all, and they did what they did in the name of God. He did what he did in the name of God.
Were there certain things that you originally had in the movie that you felt like you had to take out, or people said, okay, maybe that's...
Nope. And it goes back to your question. Seriously, like you said, I didn't, you know, I went to Hollywood for money.
You're talking about everybody that said they passed, or how did you pay for it?
I knocked on doors, man. You know, I went to school. A lot of friends were in finance. You know, one guy in particular I contacted, he connected me to one of his friends that actually worked in New York that had a hedge fund. And I asked him for the money. He said no. I said, okay.
How much were you asking for?
Millions.
you got seven. You raised seven to get it done, right?
Yeah.
How much did you think you needed?
The budget said we needed like 30, right?
30 million?
To make it?
Oh my, it's a battle film.
Yeah.
They said we needed 40
days.
We shot in 27 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I knocked on doors. I went to anyone who would listen. My lowest contribution was like $75,000. My biggest contribution was like $2 million. You know, and the guy that gave me the $2 million, I just begged him. I stepped away from acting for 2 years. After I finished Beyond the Lights, that Monday I went into my team, was like, I'm not acting anymore. Writing anything else. I'm not acting anything else. I'm not directing. Don't call me. The next skin I live in will be Nat Turner, period.
That's a different level of commitment, man.
That's commitment.
That's belief in yourself.
Bruh, it was belief in God. Like, my faith really reeled me in. The first $100,000 into this film was my own money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I had. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't a millionaire. I'm a thousandaire. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And to put up $100,000, it hurt. You know what I mean? And talking to my wife, I was like, this is important. Like, I didn't know it would be $100,000.
What was her stance at this point? Because now she's like, baby, you ain't working and you want to take everything?
And we got lights, you know, that need to be on, and kids need to be turned on. But she had faith, man. She was just like, you know, if the Lord's called you to do this, you know, I got your back.
You That's know, very saw, Nat Turner-esque in itself.
Yeah, you know.
I was going to say, like, Nat Turner was the chosen one.
Right.
From when he was a child, from
That's
when he was
right.
born. Did you feel like you were a chosen one in telling the story? It was something that you were kind of born to do?
I felt like it was written on my spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't say I'm chosen. I just felt like, you know how you like, you know what? You know, we all struggle and wrestle with our faith and try to get strong and whatever that means. And I was like, you know what, Lord? Like, I feel like you want me to tell this story. How many times can you get offered Crip number 4 or Blood number 2? You know what I'm saying? At some point, you're like, man, there's got to be something better, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I go a whole year and pass on 50 projects and there'd be one Great Debaters. Now I got to compete against the whole world to get that.
All right.
And then hope that Denzel sees something in me that works. at some point, you're like, man, well, what is a story I want to tell? If I could tell any story I want, what would it be? Mm. Nat Turner. Why? That's Braveheart. We never had a Braveheart.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have the director and star of the movie Birth of a Nation with us right now. When we come back, we have to address all the rape allegations and rape talk. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Nate Parker stopped through yesterday. His movie is in theaters today, Birth of a Nation, the Nat Turner movie. And it's only right to get it back on. We should definitely go support and see this movie. I'm in Boston, so if you want to see it with me, hit me up on the gram, and I'm going to pay for 20 people to go check out that movie, all right? Nate Parker's in the building.
I honestly don't know who's demonizing you at this point, because I see it from all angles. Because I'm going to tell you a story. I remember maybe a month before I saw the movie, had an OG, triple OG in the game hit me up, and he goes, look, we got to support this film. He said they're going to try to crucify Nate Parker. Yeah. And then 2-3 weeks later, all the different allegations came out. It was, oh, he got a white wife. It was, oh, he's homophobic. It was, oh, he has rape charges. Mm-hmm. Did you expect that to happen?
Let's just say I was warned early on by, you know, people in the industry, people that love me, people that I love, that just said, you know, are you ready for what may come with this film? You know, it's like, it's look, I'm going to say, look, you know, how you rediscover something you already knew? I've never hid anything from my life. I never ran from nobody in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to run now. Mm-hmm. No one's going to stop me from telling stories that I think uplift my people. They're just not going to do it. They can come for me. That's okay. I'm a grown up. I'm a man. I'm so anchored in the Lord, bro. My faith is so strong that I'm not tripping. I know the power of Nat Turner and what he can do for our people, what he can do for America. What happens if we start celebrating Nat Turner as a hero in this country? You know, look, the African-American museum just opened. Nat Turner's Bible. Right, George Bush said, you know, Nat Turner. George Bush said it out of his mouth. Like, what happens if it becomes normal to celebrate everyone of every color that has contributed to the narrative of this country?
Right.
Things will change. Privilege will be challenged, but things will change.
Does it piss you off, though? Because we were watching your Good Morning America interview, and you looked like, all right, enough is enough.
You look like you want to scream, put some respect on my name.
Yeah, like, enough of Nate Parker. All right, because they showed some of the stuff that you went through when you were in college. You look like, come on now.
I'll just say this. Posters out there, I'll probably get in trouble. It was an ambush, you know,
It looked like an ambush. It looked like you didn't know it was going to be on the screen.
Happened?
It looked like, what the
fuck? Look, you know, because this is bigger than me. Nat Turner is so much bigger than me. Mm-hmm. Like, in my 36-year-old life, in anything you could ever dig up or whatever. Nat Turner? Mm-hmm. A film about Nat Turner exists and is going to drop on Friday? Like, for real?
I don't believe it.
Exactly. Until you go to the theater and you see that title card, right. It's even hard for me to believe. Like, every morning I pray and I'm in like a devotional space, I'm like, Lord, thank you. I'm not playing the victim. I'm not crying. I'm not walking around sad at all. I'm rejoicing every day because the film exists.
Did you feel like it would be in jeopardy at any point?
The film?
Yeah, just with everything coming up, like, we can't put this out. Because I remember thinking, oh man, are they going to try to not put the movie out now?
There's a verse in the Bible that says, I tell you these things so that you will find peace in me. You know, in the world, there will be tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. God is God. The same God that helped me to make this film, same God that got me through, you know, whatever obstacles I have in my life, same God that made it so this film is coming out on Friday, same God that's made it so people will be able to gain something, perspective. Young people, 50 years from now, some 10-year-old kid is going to be able to watch this film in the same way that they used the original Birth of a Nation as a recruitment tool for the KKK. We're going to use it as a recruitment tool for revolution and resistance for people that recognize something needs to change. That's bigger than me.
Right.
If I die today and the film can live, I'm not tripping. I'm good, bro. I'm in such peace right now because this film exists. Right. So for me, it's kind of like, okay, well, cool. Let's get the film out. Okay, cool. All right, fine. Let's get the film out. Okay, yeah, next question. Let's get the film out.
Right.
Because when the film comes out, it will speak for itself. This is bigger than my character. I'm going to let my art, let my activism speak in ways that my mouth on these shows with these headline hunters and these clickbait people, I'm going to let them do that thing. I'm not tripping on the news, man.
I feel, this is just me talking, I feel like it was a conspiracy by some powers that be to derail the release of the film. Because all of this information has been out there. It's been public. You were found not guilty. You spoke about it before. Why now? That's all I want to know. Like, why now?
You know what? You know, there's some people that say, you know, why me? And then there's some people that say, well, what can come out of this moment? You know, and I try to be the latter. I try to be the person that says, regardless of the moment, what can change because of these actions? Mm-hmm. Because look, if people forever kick dirt on me, forever, but this film exists by itself, And in 100 years, when I'm dead and gone, they got this film. We win. We all win.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot to be gained from this film. You know, October 7th, you know, I want to say tonight, Thursday night, tonight, midnight, you'll be able to watch the film. And guess what?
If the movie.
Young people, you know, I don't beg, but I'm begging you. I'm begging you to go to see this film. If you don't like it, don't say nothing. If you're not pulled in and hooked in it, walk out. You know, I'm not. But just give it a shot to see if there's anything for you in it. There's a line in the film where they said they're killing black people for no reason at all but being black. Like this, I got to write this film. So I wrote it for young people. You will see the themes. It'll attach to you. Right. You know what I'm saying? You get out of school. You get out of practice, wherever. Go check the film out.
All right. Shout out to Nate Parker for joining us. Make sure you go see that movie this weekend. Like I said, I'm going to see it right after we get off. Now, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we are going to talk about an update with Kim Kardashian. What is happening with her case? We told you before they have video footage. We'll tell you, is that video footage a good lead or not? Also, remember I told you I was reading Taraji P. Henson's autobiography, her memoirs? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll tell you a little bit about what's in those memoirs.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, when we heard that Mary J. Blige was filing for divorce, we wondered how is this going to affect her music also? Because Mary's always been known for being soulful and kind of putting herself into her music, whatever's going on in her life. Mm-hmm. Well, she has a new song out, and it is called Thick of It. Here is a snippet of that.
No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess. I confess under stress, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
No quitter, babe. No quitter, babe. And I've been damned if all these years I thought you dissed me, babe. Oh. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Mary.
Drop on the clues bomb for Mary J. Blige, damn it. Queen of hip-hop soul.
Right, so that song again is called Thick of It. All right, Taraji P. Henson has put out her memoirs. I read them already, though. I had a chance to get an advanced copy of the book. It was an excellent book, and she talks about her child's father. She met him when she was only 17 years old and how passionate it was. But she does talk about breaking up, getting back together when she was going to Howard University and getting pregnant during that time. But then she talks about how one day he got physical with her and he punched her in the face, basically. She said, I fell onto the bed crying and holding my mouth. Blood seeped off my lips and across my teeth. Droplets splashed across my shoes, slowly creeping into the fibers of my suede boots.
Yikes.
So after that, it was over for her. But oddly enough, she talks about her father a lot in her relationship with her dad in the book. But she did say her father encouraged her to get back with him, but she wouldn't. I was surprised because I thought her father was going to beat his ass, but he didn't. So a great read, though, if you have a chance to get it, Around the Way Girl, Taraji P. Henson's memoirs.
I haven't gotten a chance to pick that up yet. I need to.
You want to buy? You could buy. Oh, no, you should go get it and support. I was going to say you could buy.
I let you borrow my books. I gave you a Bobby Brown book.
Okay, I'll bring it in.
See? Teamwork makes the dream work.
There you go.
All right, as far as Kim Kardashian, the whole robbery that happened in Paris, they thought they had something because they had video footage that was taken from a window, a reflection of a glass, right, of the guys. But they said that it wasn't good enough to see. The images are so blurry, you can't even tell if the robbers are wearing masks or anything. So that's not going to help. But cops do have their eye on at least one person as a suspect. So that's an update on Kim Kardashian. And Variety, they put out the salaries. And I heard you talking about this yesterday, Charlamagne.
You know I did. I put that on my vision board.
Yes, of actors, executives, attorneys. They got all kinds of surveys done to find out the salaries of some of these actors and personalities in TV. So they broke it down by comedy, by drama, and then by reality hosts and news shows, right? So let's talk about certain people's salaries. And I saw Bassett pick this up, and they talked about the huge disparity between what some people make and what black people make in comparison, all right? Now, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory gets about $1 million per episode. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock from Ballers, gets about $400,000 per episode, just to put things in perspective. And then they talk about Tracy Ellis Ross on Black-ish. She gets $80,000 per episode, while Anthony Anderson gets $100,000. We talked about this yesterday, too, and I said that Anthony Anderson also writes, and I think he produces some of the episodes as
well. And even when you talk about the disparities in pay based off what some white people get based on what some black people get, shows like Big Bang Theory have been on for a lot longer than Blackish and things like that.
Right. They also talk about, though, even as far as ratings go, if you look at the ratings of some of these shows, even some of the actors, the white actors in the lower rating shows still make more.
How long have them shows been on the air, though? That's the tough thing, stuff you got to look at. Trust me. If Anthony Anderson and Tracee Ellis Ross keep pacing the way they are, they're going to be able to stick up ABC. Same thing with Taraji and Terrence on Empire. They're going to be able to stick up Fox.
Now, for dramas, Lauren Graham and Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls on Netflix, they get $750,000 per episode. Kevin Spacey from House of Cards on Netflix also gets $500,000 per episode. And let me give you some of these reality shows. And Kerry Washington on Scandal, she gets $250,000 per episode. Taraji gets $175,000, and so does Terrence Howard, and that is for Empire.
I put all of that on my vision board because they got the talk show hosts and stuff, too.
Now, let's get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Judy Shiland, she makes $47 million per year.
Jesus.
How much?
$47
million. Sheesh.
You should have been a judge.
I've never heard Judge Judy talk.
You're crazy.
I don't watch the show.
I know, I like Judge Judy all the time.
I like Judge Judy.
She be going in on people.
My mother-in-law watches that all the time.
And she's been on forever.
What's she going to do with $47 million a year, man?
Listen, for a long time, Judge Judy's been making crazy amounts.
I know.
They always talk about it.
She's 93, though. She don't need all that money, man.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres gets $20 million. Now, Kelly Ripa gets $16 to $20 million per year. Mm. Miley Cyrus makes $13 to $15 million on The Voice, by the way. And Adam Levine does as well. Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel both get that same amount for The Tonight Show and Jimmy Kimmel Live. Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune gets $12
million. Pat Sajak is a vampire. Him and Vanna White.
A year.
They've been alive for 137 years and been doing Wheel of Fortune for 125.
And our guy, Steve Harvey, he gets $150,000 per episode
for Family Feud. And that's just for Family Feud. And he's executive producer of Family Feud. And he does, like, 300-plus episodes of Family Feud a year. Mm-hmm. So you do the math.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I put that on my vision board. Not because of the money, but because when I make it on that list one day, that will tell me that I did everything in my life I said I was going to do.
And the Sharks from Shark Tank, by the way, get about $50,000 per episode. All right? Uh-huh. Well, that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, up next is the People's Choice Mix. We throw it back on Friday, so you want to hear something at DJ Envy. And we're going to start the mix off with Beanie Siegel. I tell you, he called me yesterday, said he had 3 disc records. He was giving me one yesterday, one today.
Oh, so you're going to play the full disc record now.
And one Monday.
They're not disc records, they're truth records.
They're truth records.
Okay.
And I forgot to say one thing. Shout out to Tiana Taylor. Her Reebok drops today, and I just got a pair of them. They're Allen Iverson Question Reeboks. They're all red sneakers.
She ain't sent me none?
Nope.
Actually, they're not sneakers. They're things that you put on your feet. Okay, that happened
at
Macy's.
And Envy,
you're not doing the mix right now. You're not mixing. You're just playing a bunch of songs at 9 o'clock.
Okay? Well, shut up.
And Beanie Siegel doesn't have disc records. He has truth records.
And Charlamagne doesn't do radio. He just opens his mouth and talks into
a microphone. That is
for
true.
For people to hear.
Yes.
You guys are good. Yes. You guys are good. All right, mix up next. And shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday.
We won't see you on Monday. We'll see you on the day that comes after Saturday and Sunday.
Shut up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.